In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm looking at John 3:22. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he spent some time there with them and baptized, but he was not baptizing. The one that baptized were his disciples. John also was baptizing at Enon near Salim, because water was abundant there, and people kept coming and were being baptized. John, of course, had not yet been thrown into prison. Now, a discussion about purification arose between John's disciples and a Jew, purification, baptism. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified," remember what he said, "this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, the sacrificial lamb. Here he is baptizing, and all are going to him." John answered, "No one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven to you. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom." Jesus is the bridegroom. Guess who the bride is? The church, you and I. Song of Solomon, "Kiss me with the kisses of your mouth." Oh, yes. Every person who has been baptized and given their life to Jesus is part of the bride, even men, even men. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom, that would be John the Baptist, who stands and hears him, rejoices gratefully at the bridegroom's voice. "For the reason my joy has been fulfilled, he must increase and I must decrease." Do you know that? He, the Lord Jesus Christ, must increase. I, Father Tom, must decrease. He, the Lord Jesus Christ, in you must increase, and you must decrease. But I must decrease. The one who comes from above is above all. That's Jesus. He comes from heaven. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son from heaven. And the one who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks about earthly things. The one who comes from heaven is above all. That's Jesus. And he testifies to what he has seen and heard, yet no one accepts his testimony. Whoever has accepted his testimony has certified this, that God is true. He whom God has sent speaks the words of God, that's Jesus, for he gives his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, without measure. O God, pour out your Spirit upon us today, without measure. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us today, Father, without measure. We are desperate for the release of the Spirit in our lives. We are desperate for the full giving of the Spirit without measure in our lives. The Father loves the Son and has placed all things in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Do you believe in the Son of God? Have you surrendered your life to Jesus? Whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but must endure God's wrath. That's very serious. Whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but must endure God's wrath. Chapter 4. Now when Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard Jesus is making and baptizing more disciples than John, although it was not Jesus himself, but his disciples who baptized, he left Judea and started back to Galilee. But he had to go through Samaria. Now the Samaritans were considered to be dogs to the Jews. Why? Because they worshipped on Mount Gerizim, and Jerusalem was the way the Jews worshipped. So he came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out of his journey, was sitting by the well. Tired, Jesus, the Son of God, tired from his journey, was sitting at the well. Oh, yes, Jesus is a man, not only true God, but true man. And he got tired. Now let's see what happens. He was sitting by the well. It was about noon. This is interesting. Noon is the hottest part of the day. So no one comes to the well to get water. And now we're going to see someone who enters in at noon to get water. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, asks a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Oh God, I know it's you, the Father's only Son. I want that living water, that Holy Spirit, without measure. Oh God, give us that living water. The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well, and with his sons, his flocks, drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give will never be thirsty." Oh, gosh, the woman's going to say, I want that water. I want that water so I won't have to come down at 12 o'clock because the people make fun of me because I have five husbands and the one I'm living with now is not my husband. Oh, yes, at 12 o'clock, no one goes to the well, only the woman, because no one's there to ridicule her. That's why she goes at 12 o'clock. Let's continue. "The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, Jesus, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." "Oh, yes, I want this water," she says, "so I won't have to come here and I won't have to be made fun of." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered Jesus, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. Jesus reads her heart. Now, she doesn't feel condemned. Now, this is a woman who knows how to talk and how to be fresh and how to be angry. What you have said is true. The woman said to him, Sir, I see that you are a prophet. So she does not get angry at what Jesus says, but she says, I see you're a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, Mount Gerizim, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain, Gerizim, nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. The hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. I tell you, that's what happens at the Eucharist. We'll worship in spirit and in truth to receive the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, our groom, our groom. And we become in communion with the groom when we receive the Eucharist. Oh, yes. Jesus said, as often as you do this, do it in memory of me. Memory means to make plan, make it alive. Make it come about. It's not memory. I remember that. Memory is anamnesis, which means it's made present. The body and blood of Jesus made present. True worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And another way that spirit and in truth starts with praise, to go to worship, then to stand in the glory. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us. Jesus said to her, I am he. He reveals himself to this sinner. I am he. I am the Messiah. I am the Christ. The one who is speaking to you is the Christ, is the Messiah. Just then his disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with the woman, because you're not supposed to speak with the woman by the well or any place else. One person told me that Emmaus, Cleophas was one guy. Someone said the other one was a woman. No, men walked with men. They were not able to walk with women. That was part of the law. But no one said, what do you want? Or why are you speaking with her? Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She left her water jar, and I'm going to tell you, water jar is life. And she left her water jar for the living water. And I'm going to tell you something else. That water jar was stolen. Oh, yes. You don't put things by to leave things. They will be stolen, you know. If you leave a bike unlocked, don't hold your breath before someone steals it. She said to the people, come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. She becomes an evangelist. She becomes an evangelist. Come and see the man who told me everything I have ever done. Can he not be the Messiah? They left the city and were on their way to Jesus. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples said to one another, surely no one has brought him something to eat. Listen to what Jesus says. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. My food is to do the will of the Father. What's your food? What's my food? To do the will of God. To do the will of God. Sometimes it's difficult, isn't it? To do the will of God. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and complete his work. Do you not say, 4 months more comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvest. Yes, the Samaritans. The Samaritans. The reaper is already receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life so that the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. Some sow, some water, some reap, but God provides the growth. Oh yes, I know that I'm watering seeds today, people who were told about the gospel, and I'm watering those seeds. I also know that I'm planting seeds about Jesus Christ so that someday, if not today, that they would just give their life to Jesus. Yes, that's what it's all about. That's what preaching is all about. For here the saying holds true, one sows, another reaps. And I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. The prophets labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. Many Samaritans from that city believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. That's why testimonies are so important. They believed because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I have ever done. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days. That's anti-Jewish. He was never supposed to stay with Samaritans. But you see, he was plucking them for the harvest. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe. We have heard for ourselves, and we know that he is truly the Savior of the word, of the world. In other words, we don't depend now upon your witness. We've experienced ourselves, and we know he's the Savior of the world. Do you know that today, that Jesus is the Savior of the world? When the 2 days were over, he went from the place of to Galilee, for Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in the prophet's own country. When he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the festival, Passover, for they too had gone to the festival. I tell you, Jesus only does what he sees the Father doing. Jesus only says what he hears the Father speaking. Then he came again to Cana in Galilee. We had changed the water into wine. Now there was a royal official whose son lay ill in Capernaum. Maybe he had an infection. There was no antibiotic. The son was dying. Oh yes, the son was dying. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went and begged him to come down and heal his son. And he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The official said to him, sir, come down before my little boy dies. Jesus said to him, go, your son will live. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started on his way. Do you believe the word that Jesus speaks to you and starts on his way? Do you believe the word? I tell you, we have the Gospels, and we read them. But people say, oh, how do we know they're true? Because they're Gospels. They are true. It's the word of God. And God does not give the Spirit in a portion, but he liberally pours out the Holy Spirit upon those who believe. As he was going down, his slaves met him and told him that his child was alive. So he asked them the hour when he began to recover, and they said to him, yesterday at 1 PM, the fever left him. The father realized that that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, your son will live. So he himself believed, along with his whole household. Now this was the second sign that Jesus did after coming from Judea to Galilee. Oh yes, oh yes, he is the Lord. He knows how to do things. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know power. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know answered prayer. Oh yes, he wants to answer your prayer. Just a couple of hours ago, a couple of minutes ago, I should say, a lady came to the rectory and said that her dryer was starting to give her trouble. I said, pray over it. Oh yes, you remember the story that I said about the young man on a Saturday evening late? He was on a motorcycle, and he couldn't get the motorcycle started. He had a girl in the back of him. And I walked by, and the Lord said, if you pray, I will start that motorcycle. I said, oh, brother. So I said to the man, can I pray over your motorcycle? And he said, yes. And the second I prayed over it, he started the motorcycle, and it started. Oh, yes, the next day I saw the man. He said, what did you do? I said, God was showing you how much he loves you, and he wants for you that you give him your life. Oh, yes, how we need Jesus, how we need Jesus. I need him today. I want to invite you to a crusade that's going to be held on the radio the 21st, the 22nd, and 23rd of October. And it's going to be preaching, witnesses, music. Oh, yes, and healing. Oh, God, you are the healer. I was prophesied by a prophet that people would be healed as I was on radio. Oh, yes, I was prophesied by John Paul. Yes, John Paul. John Paul Jackson, I believe his name was. And he has gone to the Lord. Young man, he said, people are going to be healed when you are on the radio. Well, I believe that. I believe that. How do I get to the radio if I don't have a phone? If I don't have a radio? You go WROL Radio. It'll take you to the crusade. WROL Radio, between 6 and 7. That's the time that the crusade will be, on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. That's the time the crusade will be. And I want you to tell people about it. We need people to be listening all over, all over, all over. The people in St. Louis, the people in, I can't think right now, Washington, D.C., the people in all the areas where I'm preaching, they need to tell people to listen. Eastern time, 6 to 7. Your time would be whatever compared to the Eastern time. So you need to tell people and do that, because we cannot do this unless God blesses us with his presence, with his power, with his healing, with his word. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.